So if you've been following along with the show, you may have heard some of these announcements, but I want to let everybody know that coming up on May 8th, I will be over at the Monocle hosting the singer-songwriter storytelling event that I've been doing. This is now, this is actually the second one. The first one went really well, and Laura over there at the Monocle said, let's make this a monthly thing, and so we're doing it. May 8th, I'll have Ali Vogler of the River Kittens, Leah Osborne of One Way Traffic, and Dan Johanning of The Wilderness. And so those three will be up on stage at the same time, all taking turns sharing songs and stories behind all these songs. And tickets are $7, can be purchased at eventbrite.com. And we're going to kick off everything about doors at 7:30, music at 8, should be over by 10. So come on out and have a great time with us at the Monocle over there in the Grove, right by the corners of Kings Highway and Manchester. So, also coming up a little bit later in the summer, July 8th, over at the Old Rock House, I will be hosting this year's 4th annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show. And I'm really pumped for this event. This is a big deal for me. These are always a lot of fun. And this year I've invited along my friends the Scandaleros, Old Souls Revival, the Sophisticated Babies, Matthias and the Pirates, and the Many Colored Death. And we're going to have a really great time over there at the Old Rock House. Tickets are $10 for that event. And it's kid-friendly. Come on out. Bring the whole family. Have a great time. It's going to be a Sunday, fun day kind of event. We're going to start about 1 and music at 2. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see you all there. All those details for both events can be found on rockpaperpodcast.com. And, of course, events on the Facebook page. Click RSVP. I hope to see you all there. Thanks, everybody.
What is up? This is James with the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast, and I am here to tell you about an event that is going to blow some socks off, and I hope some of those socks are yours. And that is the Send Up on Shaw, June 2nd at Gaslight Lounge, located at 4916 Shaw Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. There will be live comedy, there will be live music, and of course, there will be live podcasting. The exciting thing for the CEP is that we will indeed be podcasting at this extravaganza of awesomeness. Tickets are $27.03 via Eventbrite for this festival happening both inside and outside of the Gaslight Lounge, and the lineup for all the performers is going to flip your jibs. I wouldn't lie to you folks, but go check out the Send Up on Shaw Facebook event page and see for yourself. You shan't be disappointed, I promise. June 2nd, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Send Up on Shaw Festival at Gaslight Lounge. Can't wait to see you there, and keep your eyes peeled for
the Cerebral Entertainment Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. Find them over there in the Dot Zack building in the St. Louis area. Or you can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. They'll have new records in every Friday. I just had a great time hanging out with those guys for Record Store Day. I'm sure you can swing by and still pick up a couple of leftovers from that. You can also follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All kinds of records and tickets given away throughout the day over there. And be sure to check out the exclusive meet and greets and record signings they've been doing. So everything's at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We're the wingmen.
We're the wingmen.
We're the wingmen.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of the Wingmen.
We are the Wingmen.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us, Shane.
Yeah, man. You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves for everyone?
start over here. John, mandolin, vocals, percussion, occasional keyboard.
Nice.
Eric Hahn, I play guitar, sing sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes.
I'm Dan. I play guitar and I sing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's about it. That's it.
Yeah. And we got a couple of Twisted Teas.
We sure do. We sure do.
Proud sponsor of Rock Paper Podcast.
proud sponsor of whenever DK is on Rock Paper Podcast, right? There we go.
Yeah, this is, I believe this is now a tradition, so...
It has to be.
Yeah, now this is the second time over here, and so shout out to Bass Amp and Dan for starting all this mess. And but yeah, man, we got a lot going on. You guys got some fun gigs coming up for the summer, and I just thought this would be fun hanging out to get to know a little more about you guys
and Mabel apparently.
And Mabel, you guys. You guys are saying you've been playing music together since like 1996 or something?
Yes.
That's about right.
That's yep.
We high school band.
Right.
Okay, so John and Eric were 2 years ahead of me in school, and I got in as a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 12-year-old starting high school.
He was just a little boy.
I was just a little guy. But I played saxophone, Eric played saxophone, John played percussion and timpani.
Timpanis.
That's right.
And so Eric was my section leader in high school. So he was like my band boss.
Eric was also the sex leader in high school.
No, apparently the stories I keep hearing now, I don't even know. No. Yeah, so that was 96 and we did all our concert band stuff. We did our band nerd competitions and jazz band and all that stuff.
Yeah, we did it all.
Man, that's pretty odd. That was like 22 years ago. We're old guys.
How big of a gap was there between all that to you guys wanting to start doing the Wingman?
So, I guess we've been playing like this
2010.
Yeah, but maybe 2010-ish because we started started this group. We called ourselves Uncle Eric's Basement Quartet.
Yeah.
But that's a mouthful, right? Because we started in Eric's basement. Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Now we're here.
But we did that. That was a mouthful. We went through some name changes. Turtle Alert was a thing. And now we're the Wingmen. But so we've been playing in this context for about that long. At least the last 5 years, like, actively.
Oh, yeah.
I would say the gap probably was about, like, 2000 to 2010, though.
Well, but we had our side gig going, though.
John and I played, we did the Earth Mafia, our duo, our keyboard drum duo, from, like, 2004 till, well, I don't know, we never really stopped.
Yeah.
Basically. It just kind of randomly happens.
And then,
kind of like 7-Eleven. We may not be doing business, but we're always open.
Fair.
Is that their slogan?
Sure.
It is now.
Proud sponsor.
All these sponsors they didn't even know.
Yeah. I do find it. I've been trying to actively plug QT in the show. Hoping that they'll one day sponsor the show.
I like that plan. Yeah. That's a good plan.
That's a fantastic organization.
Yeah. I shop there frequently, you know? I love their products. So
yeah. Their tea.
Hoping one day they'll give me some of that sweet, sweet corporate money.
That'd be nice. I don't know. They hire managers on it, you know, 45 a year.
Yeah.
Come on, sponsor the show.
So the band's what we decided like as the actually the Wingmen now, like this has been
about 5 years.
5 years in it?
Yeah, I'd say about 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And this all was like is always just strictly to just be covers. So
this project, yeah, we've had other projects. We've played together in original bands and we all have our other original bands or cover bands or whatever.
Yeah.
But this has always just been a, you know, we'll go to the bar and play cover songs and hopefully make a little money kind of situation.
Yep.
And you guys, I looked at some of the song list, and you guys, I mean, it kind of goes all over the place. You guys do...
Literally.
Yeah,
that's our goal.
Yeah.
We're probably, when it comes down to it, we're probably not doing anything that different from...
Yeah, but I don't know too many bands that do seven decades of music, though.
That's true. We do play 50s through...
Johnny Cash to Katy Perry.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know. I personally think it's hilarious that, you know, a bunch of old, fat, bearded guys... Well, you guys aren't fat anymore. Well, you never were. Wait a minute. I'm the bearded fat guy. But, so, you know, doing stuff like Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry. And I think that's pretty hilarious.
Sure.
But, you know, then we can also back it up with our, you know, standards, our Creedence, our Beatles, our Johnny Cash, you know, Johnny that Cash. Sort of thing. So, you know, when it all comes down to it, I'm sure everybody's got, you know, some of that stuff. But as you will hear later when we play live... We do like to play a lot of the cheesy girl pop songs.
Oh yeah,
that's our bread and butter.
That
why are you shaking your head?
We played them before, all right? He's lying. I can't live with a lie like that.
That's your lie. That's your line in the sand.
That's his line in the sand. Lying about when we played music.
Oh no, they have been played.
But you guys, I mean, obviously. They're a little bit different arrangements, being that acoustic and stuff, but you know, a lot of that pop stuff is a whole lot going on in those arrangements, obviously. But I did thought it was fun, like we did "What's Going On" for Non-Blondes, and you try your best to recreate, especially vocally. You're not trying to make it your own. You're trying to replicate it the best you can.
Yeah.
To hit the original.
Yeah, it takes a lot of falsetto, and I can't play that in the middle of a set.
Set ender.
It has to end because I can't sing a damn thing after that.
That's a total set ender.
I can barely talk for a few minutes after doing that one.
And I pray, oh my God, do I
though my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. Ooh. Maybe I should take vocal lessons so that doesn't happen.
That's one of my favorites. I mean, I like 90s on 9. I listen to a whole lot of that in my car, and that song comes on, and I'm just like immediately turning it up, and I'm singing as loud as I can. And
it's a great song. Man. It's a good jam. Hey, Mabel.
And
calm down. We love you.
Make sure they down.
But where do you guys? Is there a lot of discussion over like introducing new songs to the set list? I mean, do you guys?
We usually just send an email.
Yeah, so,
hey, I want to play this. The set list is constantly evolving. We're always
Usually, you know, one of us is drunk or something. We're like texting
one. Of
hey,
us.
Hey, let's do this song. Hey, if you were a hot dog and you were a star. No, no, that's something else.
I just had two twisted teas.
I'm ready to make up some new songs. Yeah, no, it pretty much just like something will hit us. We'll be out seeing another band or something comes on the radio or something. We're like, hey, let's add this song. You know, especially now that we're more actively gigging. We've been more actively gigging in 2018 than we did for a while in 16, 17. We kind of hit a wall. Like we got really busy, you know, with our other stuff, with life and whatever. We also, we used to have a fourth member and, you know, he was going through some personal issues and we couldn't like book some shows with him. And so we just kind of stopped all around for a while.
Yeah.
I think in 2017, the three of us didn't play out live together once.
No, but we played as two pieces.
Yeah, I think like John and Eric played a gig.
It's really nice Eric to be able and I to played do a gig. Too, you know?
Yeah, you know, we've got the options. But yeah, I mean, we're really hitting it now. I forgot what we're talking about. So, where are we going?
I'm going to twist the tea, man.
But you, is there anybody like suggest one and you guys just can't seem to want to do it, like shoot it down?
We will play songs that like one of us will suggest and the other guy will be like, man, I really fucking hate that song. But I'd say we're all pretty much team players on that. Like, we'll be like, you know what? You're right, though. We should probably learn this because a crowd of drunkards in a bar will like hearing us play this.
But we also have these like little spotlight songs. If you do Boys in the Hood just by yourself, and I'll do Mercedes-Benz by myself. And what do you do by yourself?
I don't know.
Besides masturbate.
Everything in the book. So we basically based our song selection off of a book that like I put together of like songs that I know how to play. And then we kind of pick from that, like, hey, here's what we do. So, I don't know, that's kind of the baseline. And then
that's where we started. And then
we were kind of blessed to have that book, too. Yeah. It did give us a starting point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And there are songs that we'll be like, oh, maybe we should play this. And it just doesn't work. Like, we've tried it and it doesn't really work. But usually, I mean, we're game for just about anything.
Yep.
I do find that it's like one of my, you know, most interesting things I think about a cover band is like, you know, a lot, especially like a current, like, you know, you're folk trying to hit all the dance and stuff on the radio, all the music on the radio. And like, and you want to hit that new pop song that's like hot on the radio, but then like sometimes you spend the time to learn it. And then by the time you get out there to play it,
nobody cares.
No, nobody cares at the time. It's already burned out.
Run into that.
Yeah.
We've learned, there's a few songs we've learned that we're like, yeah, they're so hot, but we're like 6 months behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore by the time we have our next gig.
Or, yeah. You can get everybody's, you know, you got like it's a fine window right there where it'll get everybody up moving and then all of a sudden it'll clear the floor, you know, everybody will like.
Everybody's like, no.
So I would say though that, kind of because of that, either because of that or because we're old and lazy, but one or the other, we don't do a whole lot of like super current stuff unless something just really hits. You know, we're just like, oh, you know, we have to play this song. This, you know, somebody requested it or whatever. But I don't know. We're usually a little
But we also, what we've done is if we get a really out of left field song and somebody really wants us to play it, one of us will hold the phone, you know, and look up the chords online.
We have
the
other done person that will play on the song.
We have done that.
We've had my brother sit in on percussion and do tell was it time?
Time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys played. Yeah, I went and got a drink for that one.
Yeah.
Was that Pink Floyd?
Oh, Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
My brain went to Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah. We definitely do some Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes.
You can't be an acoustic cover band and not know at least a couple songs from Cracked Review, you know.
It's not allowed.
We also, though, unfortunately, for that same logic, we have to know Wonderwall, which
I don't play.
Yeah, no. Eric will walk away. He's like, somebody requests Wonderwall, I'm out. I'm like, that's fine. I'm sorry.
Somebody did it to, at the winery.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I was like,
well, yeah, that you've always done that. Eric's never learned that part because he refuses to play it. That's fine. That's fine.
I did see something along the lines like a, you know, like a what a cover song is going to cost you, like Free Bird is like $100 and
yes,
like Wagon Wheel is $100 or whatever.
Yeah,
or something.
We'll
like
do
that.
Wagon Wheel, but yeah, there's
so we didn't. So we kind of took from that because that's like some meme that goes around the internet, right? So Wagon Wheel, we're fine playing that. You know, our shtick is we put out our request list and we say, you pick the next song for $5. You know, somebody can throw a fiver in the tip jar, right? They'll pick the next song. They'll guide our set. We have two caveats to that.
Yes.
And they're both Skynyrd songs.
They are.
Like, we'll play Sweet Home Alabama if you throw 20 in.
All right.
We'll play Freebird if you throw 40 in. You've got to throw at least 40 in the bucket.
Yeah.
We'll play the shit out of Freebird, right?
We've had people pay it 3 or 4 times.
We have had people pay for it a couple times.
Yeah.
And John does a mean recorder solo. He was a music teacher for several years, so he has to, you know, have the recorder. You know, every third grader
right,
learns on the recorder, right? And so we have multiple recorders.
Because he keeps breaking them.
So
he keeps mic dropping them in front of the stage.
Seems like a great idea.
You wouldn't tell Pete Townsend to stop destroying his guitar, would you? Right.
Pete Townsend was rich and worth a lot of money.
Also, I wish Pete Townsend would just give me that guitar instead of breaking it.
Also true.
Yeah. And imagine a recorder solo and then it's like, thank you, good night!
But, okay, so that said, how many people do you see bust out a mean recorder solo? It doesn't happen. Were those nerds?
Do you do it like in Anchorman when he's like, you know, trying to get him to play the jazz flute?
The jazz
flute. Yeah, he's like, oh, I couldn't possibly do it. And he pulls it out of his sleeve and like.
Yeah, that's John, pretty much. Yeah.
It's like that, except
comes out of your pants.
Yeah, you don't have the star quality of Will Ferrell.
Sorry.
Stay classy, O'Fallon.
Or wherever
the hell we are. Yeah.
Stay classy.
I believe it's Spanish for whale's vagina.
No, I think it means San Diego. Agree to disagree.
Let's see. We also did a... We did some live jamming, previously, as we discussed, but
hey, we did it live, okay?
You guys were keeping with the theme of girl pop tunes.
Yeah,
you said this is some of your favorite stuff to do. So we did also Wrecking Ball.
Oh man, that's a song.
Yeah,
that is a song.
That is a song that we played.
People seem to like it.
Yeah.
Say should have let you in. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard enough. All I wanted was to break your wall. All you ever did was wreck me. I came in like a wrecking ball. I just closed my eyes and swore. Left me crouching in a blazing ball. All you ever did was wreck me.
Fun to hear too, like some of these arrangements, like doing it more acoustic, because like for me, like obviously I know the chorus, but like I don't really pay attention to a lot of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Otherwise, when I'm listening to it on the radio, but
neither do I until I learn some of these songs, right? Yeah.
Has there been any of them that like you're like, really, that's what they say in that song? Is like
that's every
countless
song.
Yeah. Countless songs. I don't even have a good example.
That's literally every song
because it's all songs until I write it out and I chart it out. You know, I have this stack of songs that, you know, I've painstakingly gone through and like put out the lyrics and the chords and stuff, and I just sometimes I'm like, okay, and you know. Typically, it's not shocking. It's just like, oh, I had no idea that's what I was saying. I just mumbled my way through it before. You know, it comes on the radio. I'm like, know, until a couple months ago, I thought that a Foreigner song was hot-blooded chicken and sea. And I thought he was singing about, I don't know, fucking tuna or something. I don't know.
Chicken and sea.
No, that's... So this is what we're dealing with.
Hot-blooded chicken of the sea. He really likes tuna.
Yeah. I guess so.
He's got a mercury poisoning from it.
So every time. Every time we learn a new song, I'm like, oh, no, those are the words. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there do you guys have like... your like go to like finale, like your closer.
Typically, it's "What's Up" by Four Non Blondes.
It was closing time for a long time.
Well, we've been playing a lot of bars where we're not actually like closing out the bar. We're playing kind of earlier.
Yeah, and, so that's not really.
So we really only like, unless it's requested, we really only play closing time if it's like 1 o'clock and we're playing until the bar closes and the lights are coming up, and then we play closing time.
You know, did you guys hear that story about that song?
Like, about how it's about childbirth or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that totally blew my mind. Like, 20 years later, you find it, like, it's like all a giant metaphor, and it's like, wow.
And it came straight from the horse's mouth, so you know it's not like some conspiracy theory or something. It's like, no, the guy told us this is what he wrote this about.
Yeah. 20 years where everybody's like, it's the go home from the bar
go
song.
Go home from the bar song.
And all of a sudden you find out, like, oh no, it's about having a child and stuff. It's like, man, that's weird.
Yeah, man. For a good while, Wrecking Ball was our closer. I guess it just kind of depends too, because like if we're really hitting and it's a really good night and people are throwing up requests and stuff, we'll just keep playing whatever they've requested, and then like it's time to stop playing.
Yeah.
So we end on whatever, you know, the last person requested. But usually it ends up being like What's Up or Wrecking Ball or Closing Time. I feel like those are pretty much our three closers.
You can come see the Wingmen live. You have all your dates you set up on thewingmenstl.com.
Oh, yeah.
So you can head over there. And
I'm very nerdy about keeping that updated.
Yes, you are. That's awesome.
And we also have the Facebook fan page. You can follow along as well there.
Yeah, we're the Wingmen STL on everything. On the Facebook.com, Instagram. Do we have a Twitter? Maybe. I don't even know.
Maybe Twitter? Maybe.
Tinder.
Yeah, find us on Tinder. Swipe right.
John's on Grindr.
The Wingmen STL.
But you can find these guys live on May 4th over at Clayton's and... O'Fallon, he said?
Yep. Mo Fallon. O'Fallon, Missouri. Yeah. Want to make sure that that's Not going to the wrong O'Fallon.
Right.
God, that would suck.
Worse. He
wouldn't be in the band. He wouldn't hear the band, and he'd be in Illinois.
And you'd be in Illinois.
Be double shitty.
Might want to edit that part out.
Sorry, we're interrupting him promoting us.
May 26th over at Llewellyn's.
In Webster Groves.
In Webster Groves.
Yeah, there. We haven't, that'll be a new one for us. We haven't played there yet.
We've never played over there.
Those guys, I hit them up and the guy hit us back up really excited and said, hey, we'll start you at the Webster Groves location. And
very cool.
I'm hoping it turns into a cool, like, hey, we play here this month and at the other location this month.
There you go.
Because they got like, I don't know.
Yeah.
They've got quite a
four or five places around town, yep. Maybe more.
I did a podcast over there at that location with Carl Grable of The Urge.
Yeah, so
That was pretty cool.
Nice.
Hang out with him at the end. So, and then a little off, but July 28th, you guys are over here at Stone Spiral.
Right up the street.
Yeah.
It's a block from my house. The best location for me to possibly play. I mean, unless just people come up. No, you know what? I don't want all those people over at my house. So, yeah, we'll go up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, they give us free food and beer. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That BLT was amazing.
Delicious. It's so good.
So, you mentioned Carl from The Urge.
Yeah.
So, we played about a month ago. We played up at Steve's Hot Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
In the one in Tower Grove.
Tower Grove.
And, man, that was a good time, man. We played... he did a Sunday acoustic brunch and he had out the like hot dog buffet or whatever.
Yeah.
And his delicious mac and cheese and shit. That was such a great day. There were four bands played. We played like second or third, and I feel like we played one of the best sets we've done in a long time. We kind of, since we weren't playing, 3-4 hours, we were just playing like a 40-minute set.
Yeah.
So we just kind of...
The hits,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
You know, we did like the stuff that we knew we would do really well. And we, I feel like we knocked it out of the park. I'm looking over like we're playing Amy by Pure Prairie League. Amy, what you want to do? And I look over and Steve Ewing's bopping his head. And I'm like, yes, this is so great. Like, one of my rock and roll icons, right?
Yeah.
And he's over there bopping his head to us playing. And then after we were done playing and, like, people were telling us we did a good job, we got to watch Steve play for an hour.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I'm just sitting there eating a hot dog, drinking some whiskey on a Sunday afternoon. And Steve's up there playing, like, some Squeeze and Police and Urge songs, and I'm just like,
yeah,
what a great day. That was just such a great day.
It was really fun.
He's the man. I love that dude. He's been so cool to me, and I love Steve's Hot Dogs as well. And
he's so positive.
Yeah.
He's just got that energy that I just,
mm-hmm.
I assume that I kind of put that out, but I'm like not as cool as him.
You don't say.
I'm never going to be as cool as Steve Ewing, but man, that was just a great day. He was so cool to us.
Yeah.
Fed us hot dogs.
The actually, the very first Rock Paper Podcast birthday show, I sort of piggybacked off of his ideas that he was doing those acoustic brunch, and I was like, hey, can I book one of those? And I'll just bring my friends over. And he's like, yeah, let's do that. So
nice.
So I start shooting some ideas. I was like some bands I wanted to bring in, and then Steve's like, well, I'll play too, and I'm like,
I didn't even ask, but that's great.
I was like, okay, yeah. I didn't even think that was like in the realm of possibilities that Steve was going to be wanting to play my party. And I'm like, completely nerding out the first show the first show I ever booked, and I got Steve Ewing playing. I'm like, this is crazy. So,
yeah, how are you going to top that?
Yeah. But yeah, we had a great time. It seemed like you were the same, man. Like, it was fun to hang out there and jam in the hot dog shop. And, It was a little warm outside. It was in like late June or something, so it was a little hot outside. But we had plenty of cold drinks at TikTok too. So we we had a good time. But
I never realized how much of a nerd he was.
Oh,
he's got all the Star Wars stuff up there, and that was like really cool.
Yeah, that's a cool shop, man. I really like what they. And that's what's fun is like there is very different than the On the Hill location too. So it's like, but. But yeah, man, he's definitely a Star Wars nerd.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. It was delightful to see all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that I got to see, speaking of On the Hill location, I did do, when they did a Kickstarter or GoFundMe, whatever it was, for the opening up the Tower Grove location. Mm-hmm. And I backed it, and like one of the perks was you get to get, like, come be a part of this live in-store concert kind of thing or whatever. Yeah, Steve put on a show with a bunch of his buddies, and like a lot of them I wasn't as familiar with at the time. Now a lot of them I've kind of gotten to know more. Mm-hmm. But like he just kind of put together this all-star band, and like they played live in the On the Hill store there, and like, you know, 20 of us or something like that in there, and it was like such a cool concert, just you know, getting very, very you know, intimate kind of thing like that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was neat, man. But yeah, hopefully we'll do some more of that kind of stuff. That sounds fun.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with some you know, four non-blondes, hot dogs, and beers, and so
it really makes for a great day.
Yeah. but yeah, that sounds fun, man. So again, follow along with the Wingmen on your Facebook, and then hit the website too. Check that all out for
the Wingmen. Don't forget the Wingmen STL.
How do you come up with the Wingmen? Is that
man? We had just back and forth emails, honestly, for years,
literally years,
because we tried. And we were like, oh, Uncle Eric's Basement Quartet is a mouthful, and nobody spells Eric right. It's Eric with a K, and then I think somebody even spelled it like
CK.
E-R-I-C-K. Like that was on a banner at some point. But yeah, anyway. So we're like, it's a mouthful. Everybody spells Eric wrong. And I get that, you know, like, we don't need to give them a challenge. So then a friend of mine suggested, hey, I've got this really great idea. Why don't you call your band Turtle Alert? And, you know, I was like, we were throwing around all these ideas, and they were all bad. You know, some of them were better than others, but most of them were bad.
This was invading Russia in winter bad, though.
But we all, like, got fooled. We're all like, you know what, that's fine. I'm sick of thinking of a band name. Let's call ourselves that for a while. So for about a year, we called ourselves Turtle Alert.
Did it not go well?
And it turns out, and I should have known better, my friend Mario, he was just fucking trolling us.
Yeah.
I mentioned it to Dano of Bass Amp and Dano. I was like, hey, you know, Mario suggested this name. He's like, Mario was screwing with you. Like, he's laughing his ass off because you went with it. No! Okay, no wonder it's so bad. Okay, so then we were brainstorming, and we threw all kinds of stuff out. We thought Eric's last name is Han, H-A-H-N, Han, and my girlfriend Sarah and I, we were brainstorming names, and she's like, why don't you guys call yourselves Hansen? And I was like, that's amazing! This is totally, let's call ourselves Hansen! Eric and I loved it. We couldn't convince John and Chris, and, you know, I guess rightfully so, but it is still my Wi-Fi password to this day. But I don't know, we came up with Wingmen. We felt like that was kind of solid. You know, we're just like, the Wingmen, that's our goal. We're trying to, you know, help y'all score.
Yeah.
Right? You know, everybody sings their songs that we all like. We drink beers.
And everybody.
You know, and I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's certainly better than
Turtle Alert.
Freaking Turtle Alert. Jesus. So there you go.
Yeah.
We're the Wingmen. And I can say that to people now without embarrassment. Yeah, oh, what's your band called?
Turtle Alert.
I don't know. Our good buddy Ryan Mills, he told me that we should have called it Turd Alert.
We're gonna do,
you know, living the snack life on the Turd Alert.
Yeah, Wingmen definitely much better.
Better name.
Yeah.
Better name. I could say it without embarrassment.
Yes.
I felt confident in contacting venues around town to book us.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we're Turtle Alert. You wanna have us come play? We're really good, I promise.
Sorry, I watched a prepubescent 12-year-olds. Hey guys. Hey. Oh, come play music for you.
Oh man.
Yeah, but Hansen is definitely pretty solid, though. That's,
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Maybe, Eric, we'll just do a side project.
Yeah. That's our side project. There you go.
I'm less repulsed by it than I was before. Actually, it's not bad.
It doesn't matter. We're now
because it's the Wingman.
Yeah.
Well,
that is a solid name.
And it works. It would have worked well. I don't know if at the time you guys were just the three of you, but obviously there was three brothers. So
yeah, I guess the name would work better as a trio.
Yeah, it really would.
We were a quartet at the time, but
do you guys do any Hansen songs?
No, but now that I think about it, this conversation, why don't we?
Yeah.
We'll discuss.
Yeah. They, you know, like, obviously, Mbop was super catchy and corny and at the time and everything. It was obviously a huge hit, but, like, those guys are really talented musicians.
We
were
in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I feel like this isn't the first time I've brought this up on a podcast with you. But Hansen actually is pretty damn good.
Man. Yeah.
Those guys, we went to see him.
Yeah, downtown.
Because
a free concert.
Yeah, we had some lady friends who wanted to see them.
Becca.
Yeah. And, you know, your wife wanted to go see him, and we're just like, yeah, sure, whatever, that's fine.
Didn't we pick up Shelly?
We picked up Shelly.
From the casino on the way.
Yeah, so we went to see them. They played one of those free shows downtown, and, man, those guys are good. Yeah. They're just really good. And, you know, they get a bad rap because they were like the, you know, young kid sensation, you know, and Mbop, you know, but Mbop's a catchy song.
Right.
It's not the best song, but it's catchy. Some of their other stuff is really good.
Yeah.
What's that one? Blanking on the name now, but they did the video to the Blues Brothers, like Shake Your Tail Feather, with Ray Charles video and stuff.
I'm not that familiar. I don't know.
It was a great music. They redid the whole music video, like shot for shot, as the Ray Charles Shake Your Tail Feather video.
Nice.
At Ray's Music Exchange, or, you know, and all that stuff from Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
So like they're all dancing in the street and doing that whole thing, and I can't think of the name of the song right now, but it was just a really fun video too. So, but yeah,
no, they did some really good stuff for sure, and I don't know if it was as popular. Like, probably the only Hansen song we could play out at a bar that people would recognize would be freaking Mbop, and I doubt we're really trying to do that. Although I don't know, it might be cheesy enough.
John to sing it though.
I would probably crack up seeing three grown men singing that song. And like,
I don't know that I could even tell you a single word from the verses of that song.
Are there verses?
No, there's apparently, I don't know. I read some article the other day about it.
My entire life is a lie.
Do you guys ever, is it always just like the song, or do you guys like try to do, like mashups or any of that kind of stuff? Like,
we do that when we can, because there are some songs that are just really obvious, they pour right into another song. So like the one that we regularly do, we play Ho Hey by the Lumineers into Laid by James, you know, the song that but she only comes when she's on top. Anyway, so those songs are basically like the same chords, so we play those into each other. We do like
sometimes I'll throw Standing Outside the Fire in when we do Gin and Juice.
Yeah, that works. We do a real cool like mandolin hillbilly version of Snoop Dogg. That's pretty cool.
Well, it's the version that the Gourds did.
Yeah.
Back in the days of Napster when they were called Fish.
We do
sipping on Gin and Juice, lay back with my mind and my money, my money, my mind.
Right, so we do that. We do like What I Like About You into And She Was.
And She Was.
But, or maybe it's the other way around.
Yeah.
It's the other way around. And She Was by the Talking Heads. And she was right there with it, and she that kind of stuff works together.
Well, some of that stuff, you know, you only want to get to like the chorus. Like, I mean, it's just like,
yeah,
if you played the whole song, it probably might bore some people.
Bore the crowd.
Sometimes it was just fun to throw a chorus in there of some song, like, oh yeah, I remember that one. You know, I'm like,
what about Come On Barbie, Let's Go Party? We've been throwing that in.
That's true.
Inception.
That's true. Whenever we play Poker Face by Lady Gaga, we throw in
Come On Barbie,
Let's Go Party. Do the aqua in there.
Yeah.
Just like, Can't be my poker face. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Because it just, that's right. That wasn't even us that came up with it. That was your wife, wasn't it?
Yes.
Julie came up with that one. And I do every time. Every time we play it to this day.
And she's very happy that you still do it.
Good. As many times as we've... What was it that we played in... she was like upstairs...
Provolone cheese.
Bed rest. Oh. Yeah, she's like texting me. She was like... On bed rest, pregnant with your son, yeah. You were trying to murder your wife, yeah. And we're downstairs. She's upstairs sleeping, and we're playing this song that John wrote a long time. It's this bullshit jam song, and she's like, "Oh my god, are you playing this whole song?" And she's texting me like, "Why are you doing this to me? I'm already in pain."
She couldn't move.
Oh man, we yeah. have a good time.
Yeah. Well, rounding out the trifecta of girl pop tunes from Danae, we also did Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. All of us can say made a big impact on our lives. That was the era of MTV music videos and yeah. Twisted Tees.
Britney Spears and Twisted Tees.
Carson Daly and all of his.
So there's a funny story about "Hit Me Baby One More Time" by Britney Spears. A couple years ago, I was out in Troy. We were having, I think it was the rehearsal dinner for my brother's wedding, and a bunch of us went out. There's like the main bar in Troy, Mustang Sally's. A friend's own that bar. It's a great bar. But we went out. There's a bar like two doors down from there that does karaoke on whatever night of the week this was. And I honestly couldn't even tell you what the hell the name of this bar is. But we went up there, and my brother's fiance, now wife, She was like, oh, DK, come on, let's go do karaoke. She sings, I sing. I'm like, let's go do karaoke. And we're like, I'm like, oh, what the hell am I going to sing? You know, with this, like, in my mind, I'm thinking this, like, hillbilly Troy bar, right? And, like, you know, they're going to see right through me, you know, this, you know, white city kid, you know, hey, you don't belong here no more, you know, whatever. I don't know. So then, to add insult to injury there, I decided, you know what? Well, one song I can really sing the shit out of is Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. Like, should I do it, guys? I'm asking a lot of friends, like, should I do it or am I going to get my ass kicked? I went up and I did it. And, like, the whole time I'm like, well, for the first, like, 30 seconds of the song, I'm singing it. I'm just, like, working the bar because he gave me a wireless mic. I'm just working the bar. And I'm walking around singing. I'm like, I'm going to go for it if I'm going to do it, right? Not only did I not get my ass kicked, I got several shots bought for me. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I really thought like these guys would be like, what's this homo doing in here? You know, or something like that. No. It was awesome. It was a really good party. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I love singing that song. Needless to say, I love singing that song. They can't see this on the podcast. They can't see the arm motion that I'm doing.
That's a damn shame.
Oh,
if only there was video. Yeah.
You should look into that.
40 hours of tapes.
I don't know if you should look into that. It might be a bad idea.
Again,
put the blow away.
Come see these guys live. And again, check out those shows May 4th, Clayton's and O'Fallon. You guys do a lot, St. Charles County, kind of bouncing around.
It's kind of our, it's where we all originated,
right?
Basically. Yeah. You know, we all went to high school in O'Fallon, and so we kind of still have contacts out there.
Yeah.
Eric and I are down here close to the city. I'm in Maplewood, Eric's in Dogtown, John's in Union, whatever. But I don't know, well, we all have... we all still have connections, you know, around O'Fallon and Wentzville and stuff like that. So we'll play out there a lot because, you know, our friends and family and stuff will come out.
And if your friends own a bar or whatever it is, tell them to book the Highwayman. Tell them to come. Tell them you want them in your complete your town.
Yes.
And but yeah, the wingmanstl.com for all dates. Check that out. And thank you guys for doing this, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out. It's been a good night.
Yeah, man. A whole lot of fun. I'll see you guys soon.
All right. Yeah. Come on, yeah.
We need a pitch pipe.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.